Missouri Net News is presented by the Missouri Lottery. Tuesday's Mega Millions jackpot is an estimated $265 million. Visit your favorite lottery retailer and play today.
I'm Elisa Nelson. Announcements are coming this week from two companies planning to open for business in Missouri, creating hundreds of jobs. One is in eastern Missouri's St. Peter's tomorrow, and Friday's announcement involves the opening of an aluminum plant in southeast Missouri's New Madrid. The Missouri House has given preliminary approval to a plan that would repeal how much workers can make on public construction projects, including schools and jails. A Missouri House Committee's investigative work begins today about allegations that the governor took a graphic photo of a woman he had an affair with in 2015. It will hold a meeting today to discuss accusations that Governor Greitens took the picture without the woman's permission, transferred the image, and threatened to blackmail her. A bill in the Missouri legislature would ensure that if Governor Greitens left his office, his replacement would be a running mate. Jason Taylor reports.
A proposal from Republican Senator Mike Searpoy of Lee's Summit, which was heard in committee Tuesday, would require the joint election of Missouri's governor and lieutenant governor. Right now, Missouri is one of 17 states in which the two seats run on separate tickets. In Missouri, where Lieutenant Governor Mike Parson would replace Greitens if he were to leave office, voters would have to weigh in for the two seats to be elected together. Such alterations to the election process must be done through a constitutional amendment, which requires a public vote.
An eastern Missouri teen shot and killed himself in a school bathroom on Monday. Washington County Sheriff Zach Jacobson says there was no indication the student was suicidal.
Where he arrived at school, he ate breakfast, had a general conversation with his friends, entered a restroom, and by all accounts of witnesses and surveillance video, he entered the restroom alone and then never exited.
The suicide happened at Kingston High School, about 50 miles southwest of St. Louis. Next week's National Walkout Day to rally against gun violence in schools includes students from about 13 Missouri schools. Youth in the Kansas City, Columbia, and St. Louis regions are among the thousands across the country planning to walk out of school on March 14th. The Missouri House has passed a bill that would create a statewide prescription drug take-back program. The measure headed to the Senate would allow drop-off boxes for unused medications to be placed at pharmacies. A fresh set of eyes could look at Columbia's finances. The Columbia City Council is asking the state auditor how much it would cost to do a performance review. Councilman Matt Peitzer, who supported the plan, said it would be hard to put any tax requests on the election ballot during the audit, which he says may take years.
I think anytime you have an independent outside judgment, always a good thing. But the key questions are, you know, the time, the cost, the scope. We have to consider what kind of staff time we're looking at as well.
This is Missouri Net News.